Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Deep Dive with Blake and Amy. I'm Blake.
And I'm Amy.
So, Amy, the other day I was staring at the energy drink aisle, like this massive, brightly colored wall of cans. And I thought, what's actually in these things? Like, how much of this is just sugar and marketing hype?
There's a lot going on inside those cans. First off, caffeine. Depending on the brand, you're looking at anywhere from 80 to 300 milligrams per can. That's like the power of almost 2 or 3 cups of coffee in one go.
I knew they were caffeinated, but that's kind of wild. No wonder my heart feels like it's doing a drum solo after I drink one.
Exactly. And that's just caffeine. Then you add sugar into the mix, up to 50 grams per can in some brands. That's more than 10 teaspoons of straight sugar, Blake.
Wait, 10 teaspoons? That's like half a cake's worth.
Pretty much. And the effects of that sugar hit hard. First, you get the energy boost, but then it's almost always followed by the dreaded sugar crash. One minute, you're on top of the world. The next, it's like you can't keep your eyes open.
That crash can be brutal. I've been there. I remember this one time. I was driving back from a road trip, and after chugging an energy drink, I went from, hey, I could drive forever, to barely keeping my head up in like an hour.
Totally. And caffeine isn't the only player here. You've also got taurine, guarana, B vitamins, ginseng. It's like they pack in whatever sounds vaguely healthy or helpful.
So, like a kitchen sink approach, you mean?
Pretty much. Taurine, for example, it's supposed to enhance endurance. But honestly, the evidence is super mixed. Guarana, it's really just more caffeine hiding under a different name.
Hmm. And B vitamins, they sound harmless at least, right?
Harmless in small doses? Sure. They help with energy metabolism, but cramming in extra B vitamins doesn't mean you magically unlock more energy. It's like adding more gas to a full tank. Your body doesn't need it.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's talk short-term effects. What happens to your body when you down one of these things?
Lots. Besides the alertness from all that caffeine, your heart rate goes up, sometimes your blood pressure too, especially if you've got a sensitive system, and dehydration can sneak in pretty quickly. Caffeine is a diuretic after all.
That explains why I always feel kind of off if I drink one during a workout.
Exactly. And don't forget, sugar doesn't just give you the boost. It's also what creates that irritability and fatigue in the crash. I mean, I definitely learned that the hard way back in college.
Really?
Yeah, back in my Chicago days. I was cramming for finals during an all-nighter, fueled entirely by Red Bull. You know, classic bad college decisions. I thought I was invincible until the sun came up and I felt like I'd been hit by a truck.
Ha. Huh. College really is the testing ground for every bad habit, huh?
For sure. And energy drinks definitely ranked high on my list back then. But little did I know the long-term effects? Way, way worse.
So, Amy, you were saying the long-term effects might be worse? That's kind of terrifying. Are we talking serious health risks here? Like, are energy drink fans setting themselves up for some kind of ticking time bomb situation?
Pretty much, if you're not careful. I mean, excessive energy drink consumption is linked to a whole laundry list of health problems. Heart arrhythmias, chronic high blood pressure, even heart attacks in rare cases.
Heart attacks? From drinking an energy drink?
Yep, especially if someone already has an underlying condition. And it doesn't stop there. Insomnia, disrupted sleep patterns, even digestive issues are common with regular use. Plus, let's not forget about the metabolic effects. You know, weight gain, insulin resistance.
Man, it's like these drinks have a destroy your body checklist. And you said something about dependence, right?
Yeah, that's another big one. A lot of people don't realize how easy it is to develop a caffeine dependence. You stop drinking them and suddenly you're dealing with withdrawal, headaches, fatigue, irritability, the whole package.
And yet, people still mix this stuff with alcohol, right? Like, how is that not a recipe for disaster?
Oh, it absolutely is. Mixing energy drinks with alcohol, Blake, that's one of the riskiest combos out there. The stimulants in energy drinks mask alcohol's depressant effects, making people feel less drunk than they really are. It opens the door for overconsumption, alcohol poisoning, you name it.
So basically, you're dancing on thin ice, and someone cranked the heat.
Exactly. And this is why a lot of health experts recommend stricter regulations or even outright age restrictions for energy drinks. They're just not safe for everyone.
Speaking of, did I ever tell you about my friend in high school? This guy thought he'd be fine drinking, like, 4 cans before a big football game. And yeah, sure, he was fine until the 4th quarter when he passed out on the field.
Wait, are you serious? He just collapsed?
Oh, totally. Ended up in the ER. Turned out his heart was racing so fast, they thought he was having a heart attack. Thankfully, he was fine, but that kind of opened my eyes to how dangerous this stuff can be.
And That's the problem, Blake. Teenagers and young adults, they're often the biggest consumers, but their bodies aren't equipped to handle those kinds of caffeine and sugar levels, not to mention the risk for developing long-term habits.
Yeah, no kidding. So maybe we should be thinking more about some kind of regulation, or at least better education, right?
Absolutely. Education is key. People need to at least understand the risks before they crack one open.
So, Amy, after everything we've covered about energy drinks, I'm starting to think they should come with a warning label. But that got me wondering, what about these so-called smart supplements like Zero In? Are they really a safer alternative, or is it just more clever marketing?
Okay, so smart supplements or nootropics are focused on brain health and cognitive performance. They're not just about jacking you up on caffeine. Zero In, for example, uses ingredients like N-acetyl L-tyrosine and pine bark extract to improve focus and reaction times.
Wait, hold up. Pine bark extract? That sounds like something you'd find in a candle, not a supplement.
I know it sounds funny, but research suggests it improves blood flow to the brain, which helps with mental clarity and even physical performance. Plus, it's combined with other compounds like L-theanine to counterbalance caffeine and keep you from feeling jittery.
So, no more shaky hands during gaming marathons? That's gotta be a game changer, literally.
It's why a lot of competitive gamers are switching to Zero In. The low caffeine dose combined with dopamine-boosting ingredients keeps them sharp for longer sessions without the crash they'd get from traditional energy drinks.
Okay, but are these things safer? Or are we just trading one problem for another here?
That's a fair question. From what I've seen, supplements like Zero In are designed to avoid the pitfalls of energy drinks, less caffeine, no crazy sugar levels, and ingredients that actually support brain health. But of course, moderation is still key. You can overdo nootropics, too, if you're not careful.
Fair point. So, have you tried them? Like, what's your verdict?
Oh, I have. In fact, I recently conducted a late-night editing session to test it. Normally, I'd grab an energy drink, power through, and crash hard afterward. But with the Zero In, I stayed focused without the roller coaster. I could actually sleep afterward, which was unexpected.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. I mean, not crashing sounds like a win in itself.
Definitely. It's why these supplements are catching on with not just gamers, but anyone who needs sustained mental stamina. Think long Zoom calls, studying, or, like me, editing until 2 a.m.
And here I thought energy drinks were the only option. Sounds like it's time to Zero In for my strategy for those late-night podcast prep sessions.
For sure. At the very least, it's worth experimenting to see what works for you. But, as always, educate yourself about what you're putting in your body.
All right. I guess we could say it's Zero In for the win.
And that's a wrap for today. Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you next time on Deep Dive.